This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. Many of us are teleworking these days, and we're doing the best we can with video conference calls for work, school, religious services, even yoga classes. But some of the platforms have been the target of online harassment. Meetings have been disrupted with lewd images or racial slurs. This practice is being called Zoom bombing. And we do want to mention here that Zoom is a sponsor of NPR. So joining us now to answer your questions on the topic is NPR's business correspondent covering technology, Shannon Bond. Shannon, welcome.
Hi, Michelle.
So first of all, tell us a little bit more about what exactly a Zoom bomb is.
Yeah, so you sort of described it a little bit at the top there. You know, you're having a Zoom meeting. Say you're on the line with your coworkers, or maybe you're taking a class online. And some uninvited guest is basically hijacking the meeting. They're taking advantage of some of these sharing tools Zoom has to start playing porn on everyone's screen, or they make offensive comments or use racist slurs. And you can imagine this is really disruptive and upsetting for people. It's kind of the last thing we all need right now when our computer screens are these lifelines.
How about that? So I'm going to bring somebody into the conversation who's actually experienced this. We're going to, her name is Sarah. We're going to use only her first name to respect her privacy. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And I understand that these incidents happened during meetings with your alcoholics, AA recovery group, or? Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, they happened during several 12-step recovery groups. I guess at the beginning, most of us were not familiar with Zoom technology. And so we didn't know how to utilize any of the safety features, like, you know, our kick people, remove people from the meeting promptly. And so what would happen, and this was like maybe the second week, people would just come into the meeting. The meetings are open. There were no passwords. And then at some point, you know, imagery would come up. One time there was a swastika that came up, and then this was a women's meeting, so some derogatory language about women was put in the chat. Mm. You know, I can't say it on the air, but you get the picture. Yeah. And the whole goal is to disrupt.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Were people singled out? I mean, you think it was it sort of like a general spray of awfulness, or were certain people singled out?
The first one was, and I thought that's what it would be, you know, very disturbing, but still somewhat anonymous. And then the next one was, you know, you could see people's faces, and this person who was moderating was even less familiar with the technology. And so they weren't able to get the person out, you know, as quickly as before. And so they started fat shaming a woman in the meeting. You know, this is on top of a lot of other things. And they were laughing. And, you know, it's hate speech. You know, it's not just a prank call. It's hate
awful.
Speech. Yeah. And it's disruptive. And now we've gotten to the point where I think they realized this, they were the ones being made fun of. You know, they're not really smart hackers breaking into something. You know, these meetings are open, the safety features are on, and you're just being, to put it politely, a jerk. But also, it's hate speech, so the FBI has opinions about it, too.
Okay. Thanks so much for sharing that with us, as painful as it is. I appreciate your talking, but I know it wasn't pleasant to revisit it by talking with us about it, but thank you for sharing that experience. So,
thank you for bringing up the topic.
Yeah. Shannon, you've done a lot of reporting on this. Have you been hearing similar stories like this?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have. Sarah's really not alone. I mean, I talked to a graduate student whose doctoral dissertation defense was disrupted. Somebody started drawing genitalia and slurs on his screen, and his whole family was on the call here. I've also heard from local officials, you know, with these virtual town halls. They're trying to keep people informed about what's going on with their community, give them important information about services. And those are getting attacked, too. And as Sarah said, it's really an issue, in particular for meetings where you want to make them open. You want to let people participate. You know, you want the public to join in, but people are really exploiting this.
Another listener called in with a similar experience. I want to play that. Here it is.
Hi, I'm an alcoholic, and I attend recovery meetings to help me stay sober. And I was in a meeting that was Zoom bombed, and it was very disruptive. My question is, how can Zoom come up with a creative solution to allow the links to be public, but the Zoom meeting itself to be private, so that we can make sure that we're as accessible as possible, but also taking care of people's anonymity and right to privacy.
So Shannon, I assume that you've been reaching out to Zoom to talk about security. What has the company said?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what this listener just asked, a lot of people are asking that. So Zoom says it is cracking down. It's halted all work on other projects to focus right now on security and privacy. And it's rolled out some important changes that should help protect people's meetings. So, you know, now have to enter a password to get into a meeting. The host has to actually let you in. You can't just join. Those are now defaults. You know, there's a button. You can report an intruder in a meeting to Zoom so they could block that person. Now, you might wonder why these weren't already default settings. But I think what you have to remember here, like why we're seeing so much trouble, is that up until a few months ago, Zoom was really a business tool. Like, we certainly weren't using it in our day-to-day lives. They were selling their meeting software to companies. And so now all kinds of regular people are using it, and they're really just having to catch up to this to make it easier.
Shannon, as briefly as you can, what should somebody do if this happens to them?
They should certainly report it to Zoom, but in the first, they also need to do more to protect themselves in the first place. So don't post your meeting link and your password online or on social media. You know, don't share it more widely than you need to. Get to know those settings, turning off the ability for other people to share their screen or to write on your screen. It's called annotation. You just got to really get to know the software. And they are, as I said, they are trying to make it a little easier for people to see those things.
That is NPR business correspondent Shannon Bond. Shannon, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to Sarah and our other listeners for sending those questions in and those experiences, as unpleasant as they were. So we appreciate that. Before we end today, we want to take a minute to highlight some of the funnier lessons we've learned about video calls in the past few weeks. First, if you're going to go pantsless on a conference call, you may want to make sure the video is turned off before you stand up and give yourself a little scratch, let's say.
Tony!
Can you hear us?
Tony!
Oh, no. Tony. Jen, call him. Oh, my gosh.
And then there are all the fun features of video calls to try out, like the woman who tried out the potato filter but couldn't figure out how to get rid of it and conducted the rest of the meeting as a potato. And here's a reminder from the cast of Saturday Night Live.
No, please don't bring it into the bathroom. We can see you always.
I didn't know. Okay, my screen is dark again. Darn it.
No, don't take your clothes off, Nan.
So to all of you, stay safe, wash your hands, and don't forget to mute yourselves. And one more thought for today. If you are a recent graduate and have questions about finding a career in this difficult time, we would like to help. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation or on social media, use the hashtag NPRConversation. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.